they take the pajamas or something and sew them together, legs and all, where they couldn't get them on it. I've heard them talk about that. Stitch them up, you know, where they couldn't fit them, they couldn't get them.
After the wedding, might be a month or two, and then they'd have a big serenade. That whole community, lot in the community, would go in where he was staying and get them out and
play tricks
on them, and but they don't do that no more.
But they might wait till a month or so after they got married to do that.
Yeah.
Surprise, they call it.
Yeah.
Surprise them.
Oh,
I've heard
okay.
him speak about it, his mom and my mama.
Do you ever remember going to anything like that?
I don't.
Uh-huh.
I can remember though way back then when I was just a small boy, up mama, and there's a bunch of them would get together and they'd dart themselves up like niggers and go around houses and dance.
Your mama too.
Yeah, my mama was in for it. Oh yeah.
Just like
it was,
like on Halloween, you know.
Well, now what about funerals? Would they? All the people from the community would come for those.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Would they have a? Like just one preacher or anybody
Sometimes
else?
Sometimes two or
three
preachers.
Yeah.
They'd sing and
pray.
Go to the cemetery to put them in the grave while they'd sing.
What do they bury them in?
Well, way back when my daddy was young, boy, they'd make a coffin.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean? And someone died, but the three or four of them would get together and make him a box, like a trough or something. What do you mean that?
Mm-hmm.
And they'd take the door down, not a door like this, louver door, but a solid door. I've seen them. Now, I remember that, seeing one person. They'd put the body on that before they... undertakers or whatever would get that, you know, put them out on that.
Go way back when I was just a small boy, why someone died, well, she just bathed him and put some clothes on, put him on that door, and he stayed there until he got the casket, put him in it. There wasn't no undertaker to come.
Mm-hmm.
And bury him. And finally, after I was a boy, why get a casket, put them in.
Yeah.
It wasn't a wanted deeper way back then.
Yeah. And they probably
must
wouldn't.
Must have been a terrible odor.
Well, I started to say, I guess they wouldn't wait very long before
they'd couldn't.
Have funeral or something.
You couldn't keep him over a day and a half or 2 days.
Yeah.
The limit of you. He'd be that done for.
Oh, me. Would people have different terms to talk about if somebody died? You might have a
wake, they call it.
Yeah. And what if you were going to tell that somebody had died? Would you have a more polite way to say, they passed on?
Yeah, that's right.
Something like that. You ever heard anybody use any more rude, I guess, ways to talk about them dying? They croaked or anything
like that. Yeah, I've heard that. Maybe. Everybody's croaked out.
Yeah.
Old brother so and so croaked out, old sister so and so.
Well, someone could die here in Fleming, and it might be a month before the people at McIntosh knew the fella died. Because there wasn't no telephones then much.
Uh-huh.
The news didn't scatter much.
Yeah, yeah.